Today, in 1959, the John Wayne movie Rio Bravo opens in theaters. Ricky Nelson, Dean Martin, and Walter Brennan have parts in the film. Still a great movie, too. Today, in 1960, RCA Records announces they're releasing pop singles in stereo, becoming the first record label to do so. Today, in 1964, Johnny Cash's Understand Your Man makes it to number one on the Billboard Country Singles chart. Today in 1977, Kenny Rogers gets a number one with Lucille. It's Kenny's first major hit as a solo artist after leaving the First Edition. It crossed over to pop and reached number five on the Billboard Hot 100 and number one in the UK. Today in 1978, in what had to be the most fun recording session ever, George Jones and Johnny Paycheck record the Chuck Berry classic Maybelline at Columbia Studio B in Nashville. Today in 1985, the Judds album Why Not Me becomes the group's first certified gold album. Today in 1987, George Strait plays real estate agent and deals his way to number one with Oceanfront Property. Great song. Today in 1988, it was the first day of an era. Garth Brooks auditions for Capitol Records. 2 months later, he lands a recording deal with the label. Today in 1994, Tracy Lawrence gets arrested and charged with four counts after allegedly following three teenagers from Interstate 40 to a Mount Juliet, Tennessee home, and then, for some reason, deciding to fire two shots from a .357 Magnum in the house's driveway. Yeah, the police tend to frown on things like that. Today in 2005, Epic Records releases Miranda Lambert's single, Kerosene. Today in 2008, Charlie Daniels posts a note on his website telling fans he did not approve of the use of The Devil Went Down to Georgia in the video game Guitar Hero. Charlie says he's disgusted that Satan can actually win in the game. Happy 74th birthday to songwriter Bob McDill. Happy 47th birthday to singer-songwriter Clay Davidson. And we're also remembering the birthdays of songwriters Cy Coben and Nora Wilson. And that's your country music history for today. On April 4th, I'm Andrew Michael.